when it was dirt. Dirt street. Then they had watering troughs down there back at Barney's big store. You drive your team up and water them there. That, and there's another over in West Basement, right in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Cement troughs. Up about that high.
Yeah.
And they were full of water, and you just drive your team up and them drink. But I never would let mine drink.
Why?
I always went back to Miller Creek and watered mine. There's too much stemper, you know. You take a bunch of people, go and drink out of a fountain. Some of them got cold, you'll catch it. Well, they lost their horses.
Your what?
Huh?
Your what? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You'll catch it.
Catch?
You'll get a cold. If you go, say, 100 people, drink out of the same dipper, they got cold, you'll get cold.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the way it was, drinking out of them water troughs. Lots of horses and mules had the stemper, cold, and they drank there. I didn't want my mule drink.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
You had good, healthy mules.
Too. Yeah.
Right.
I never had but one had a cold. We call it the stemper. I never had one to have. And I traded for him out of a stock bar.
Hmm.
And he taken it. And boy, I'm kind of down my back.
What you mean?
A cat caught me in back here a while back. He ain't out good. You ever have a cat catch you in the back?
Yeah, you want me to pop it for you?
No, it'd be all right.
How did you say? You ever had anybody do that?
Yeah, boy, I can't take it.
You can't?
No, man.
Okay. Now, you talk about eggs. You ever put eggs, crack them, and drop them in hot water and let them cook?
No, I never did. I just always put them in hot water.
Yeah.
Don't crack them. Just put them in there and boil them.
Boil
eggs.
Huh. Now, there's two parts of the egg.
The yellow and the white.
Right. When you kept your butter too long, you'd say your butter had done what?
Got too old.
Yeah. But we were talking about it. How would it taste, you know, you'd say?
Oh, it tastes old.
Yeah.
Just like, now, lots of times you'll get meal or you'll get coffee now. Been on hands a long, it ain't good.
Yeah.
You can taste it.
You say it tasted... Would you ever hear anybody say funky?
Well, yeah. I said that myself, but I wouldn't say funky.
Why? What does that mean?
I didn't want it on that tape.
Huh?
I didn't want it on that tape.
Okay.
I didn't want that on that tape.
Yeah. All right. That's something. Well, But when somebody eats a lot, you say he likes to put away his, they say, oh, Mr. Shirley puts away a lot of
food.
A lot of
vegetables.
Vittles.
Yeah.
Vittles. Do you, like we were saying, talking about eating between meals, you might say you have a little, you might have.
Zerk. Something like that.
What?
A zerk.
Yeah. Or would you ever say you had a snack?
I have a snack.
Between meals?
Yep.
Okay.
A snack.
When all the family are sitting around at the table, your family's standing around waiting to begin, that is, standing around waiting to begin supper, the food's all on the table, what do you say to them?
Well, say, come on, dinner, supper, ready.
Everybody?
Get to the table.
Okay.
And lots of times I'll say, now, you just well go on to eating because ain't nothing else coming.